When Jobs called Bukas about making a deal for Time Inc. magazines on the iPad, he started off by warning that the print business sucks, that nobody really wants your magazines, and that Apple was offering a great opportunity to sell digital subscriptions, but your guys don't get it. Bukas didn't agree with any of those premises. He said he was happy for Apple to sell digital subscriptions for Time Inc. Apple's 30% take was not the problem. I'm telling you right now, if you sell a sub for us, you can have 30%, Bukas told him. Well, that's more progress than I've made with anybody, Jobs replied. I have only one question, Bukas continued. If you sell a subscription to my magazine and I give you the 30%, who has the subscription, you or me? I can't give away all the subscriber info because of Apple's privacy policy, Jobs replied. Well, then, we have to figure something else out, because I don't want my whole subscription base to become subscribers of yours for you to then aggregate at the Apple store, said Bukas. And the next thing you'll do once you have a monopoly is come back and tell me that my magazine shouldn't be $4 a copy, but instead should be $1. If someone subscribes to our magazine, we need to know who it is. We need to be able to create online communities of those people, and we need the right to pitch them directly about renewing.